June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's T Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's T Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-T or mensteclinic.com.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
KNC Masterpiece right here on a 105.3 The Fan. You got me, Kevin Hagelin. You got, oh man, Corey Majors and the famous Alec Medford. Reminder, in this hour, we will give away tickets to Bryan Adams for his show November 13th at the American Airlines Center in this hour. But right now, and don't worry, I'll do a positive one tomorrow, okay? So just remember, we did the negative one. So tomorrow, when everyone's like, oh, this Homer bullcrap, blah, 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 we did the negative one first. Describe the Cowboys' nightmare season in 2025 in one sentence or less. You are limited to one comma and one semicolon. We will not tolerate run-on sentences or any other ways to try to avoid the constraints of this topic.
Dang it. Hey, hold on. I do have a question. How many Dak-based answers do you think there are going to be?
See, I think there's going to be a lot of Dak and Jones ones. See, the one thing, and I don't think this actually answers the question correctly. One sentence, the Jones boys are clowns. But I take it that's already the opinion that you have. So, like, what I want to know is what would happen that would lead you down this road. So, like, for example, I think my nightmare scenario or my nightmare sentence is, like, maybe Dak misses 3 games, you lose them and finish 9-8. And so then
that's a nightmare to you?
It is, because then that just feeds into everything that the Cowboys believe about what they're doing right. And what I mean by that is,
if we'd had Dak, we would have won.
Yeah, exactly.
Those
3 games. We would have gone 12-5. We would have won the division. We would have made it to the Super Bowl. Like, we're obviously on the right track. Like, nightmare scenarios for me, that's one of them. Another one, if it's okay, I'm sorry. I know I started off by cheating, would be Tyler Guyton appears unable to play left tackle.
Okay.
That would be like a nightmare scenario for me. So I want to turn it over to y'all. I want to turn it over to the fan text from the 214, because I think you might be right, and eventually we'll tweak it up and maybe take Dak out if that's the case. From the 214, game 3, Dak injured again and out for the season. From the 817, Dak goes down. From the 214, Cowboys lose in the NFC Championship game.
That's not a nightmare.
I would be, I'll say it right now, I'll be thrilled if that happens.
You'll be duck static.
I will. Man.
DuckTales is taking over our breaks, by the way.
Twolo Tasha sent us the full produced DuckTales, like, we want to get this on the radio for 4 minutes song. It's better off the way it was.
I think they, that was when they would have a shorter content show.
The episode ran
so
short.
Like, let's run this a little extra.
Do the long one.
I have two different versions of this, Kevin. Two different versions. Oh. I think one's more effective than the other.
Okay.
Version number one. The Cowboys start off 3-0. A significant contributor gets hurt and Tyler Guyton has not progressed. So starting off 3-0, you've beaten the Eagles. What? You just beat the Super Bowl champs riding high.
That makes you the linear Super Bowl champion.
Then who do you beat? Yes, that is correct. The linear. That doesn't pass over in preseason games.
Forever.
Okay, but in preseason games.
Oh yeah, no preseason.
They don't count.
Games,
okay.
Correct.
And the linear Super Bowl champion means the Super Bowl champion won. The next person to beat them is now considered the linear Super Bowl.
It's almost
champion.
Like a boxing
and
or
the person
wrestling
who beats
idea.
Them and the person who beats that next.
Yeah.
The next game is against the Giants. What do you think of the Giants?
I think they're going to stink.
You're 2-0. Then you beat the Bears. Maybe the Bears aren't quite as good as you thought they were going to be. Like that, all three of those things right there are actually, being 3-0 is not a good thing for the Cowboys there. That being said, you could be 5-0 at the end of that stretch, 6-0, going into the Washington game.
Okay.
But the significant player, it's not CeeDee Lamb because you got Pickens now. The idea with having Pickens is, all right, what happens if CeeDee Lamb isn't there, right? That's why you have Pickens. Not as much as, hey, we have two lethal pieces, but if we're really going to make a run at it this year, we need to have a just-in-case situation. And Pickens is just-in-case Lamb. Now, if you get both of them going all year, man, that's a thumbs up. And then, as you said, Tyler Guyton's place. But the one very easy, encapsulates everything, and encapsulates all of our fears, is this sentence. The Cowboys still can't stop the run. That right there would be a nightmare situation because, A, we would talk about how we can't stop the run again, and now how do we fix the defense if we have a defensive coordinator that couldn't fix that part? I think they're going to. That's something I think they're going to be better at this year. But if that's the case, that's a nightmare scenario.
So some people have taken this in like, I'm gonna read you three back to back to back because it shows just how different the idea is. And even my opinion might be way different than a lot of people thinking. All right. So from the 214, 8-9 for the Cowboys and they finish in the teens for the draft. That is their nightmare scenario because it feels like you've seen that. Whether you want to go back to Garrett or whatever, it feels like you've seen that a lot.
Tyler Booker. I mean, they can still get a good pick.
Hopefully that is the case. And then from the 214, Cowboys win the division and we lose in the first round of the playoffs. And then, again, these were back to back to back from the 903. Cowboys are still are super healthy and still go 5-12. This is going to be my fringy opinion for the segment. I don't think that is the end of the world. And the reason
the season isn't fun.
Yeah, exactly.
Like that's it. We've gone through a miserable season where you're like, there's no hope for the rest of the year.
Exactly. And so like with the other ones, and the reason why I don't think that's the end of the world, although I understand that argument, is because then I wonder if you'd have to finally take that step back and look at your roster. Because if you go 8-9, you draft in the teens. We've seen it. They'll tell us they're right by the rim and they're going to dunk it home or whatever. And then if they win the division and lose in the first round or lose in the divisional round, they're going to be like, yeah, that was just bad luck on the matchup. We're right there. We're about to do it. At 5-12 without major injuries, then you have to take a step back and be like, wow, we have done a terrible job of talent management and talent acquisition, and we need to reevaluate.
Yeah, and then do you think that's the case, or do you think they go, well, the coaching staff obviously was the problem again?
You know what?
We made a poor decision there. I'm trying to.
Maybe.
This is me trying to go through that. The Cowboys' brain.
Yeah.
And figure that part out because they don't like admitting that they've made an error in judgment.
Yeah.
Whether it be their coaching or their players. So I don't know which one would get the decision on that.
From the 469, Cowboys extend Dak Prescott. Man, what a fascinating turn of events that would be. Well, at least they finally made a decision.
That means they won the Super Bowl.
You know what?
If the Cowboys won the Super Bowl.
One would hope.
And they extended Dak, would you go, sure, fine.
Yes, 100%. I don't care if they won the Super Bowl 6-3. That's fine. You won the Super Bowl. Do whatever the hell you want.
For how long? 30 years, obviously.
Obviously, I accept it for 30 years. I can't stand here and be like, well, I'm going to quit watching that. I won't. You make a fair point. From the 817, the Cowboys make Micah Parsons the highest paid non-quarterback in the NFL. That, I believe that nightmare is going to come true for you in about a month and a half.
The highest paid non-quarterback?
Yes. I for sure think that dream is going to come true. Or that nightmare is going to come true. From the 214, that Micah has more podcasts about how the Cowboys are stinking than he has sacks on the field.
Yeah,
but then he would have gotten paid, and so
his content. Yeah, his content's going to be great.
Alec, one sentence. What is your nightmare scenario for the Cowboys 2025 season?
My nightmare scenario for the Cowboys season would look like this: the Cowboys make the playoffs without Dak Prescott at quarterback.
Oh, my God. Because then they're going to be like, we put Dak in, we win the Super Bowl.
Exactly. Because how many narratives are going to be spun after that? In every which direction.
Yeah.
Let's just say it is Joe Milton who ends up being the guy who carries them the rest of the season. This is assuming a mid-season injury.
Yeah.
So let's say he has to start six games of the regular season. And he's responsible for a lot of that success. They go into the playoffs, even if it is a first-round exit. Then what are you talking about next year? How can we get out of that deal?
Yeah.
Because Joe Milton is everything we ever dreamed of. And then you look at Dak Prescott's cap hit, and you start looking at some of these scary numbers like $74 million for next season.
Yeah.
And then you start saying, well, the potential out, that actually makes sense, 2028. Like, you start looking at that. But then if you want to say, hey, like you just pointed out, if he did play, man, we would have went further. We would have at least made the NFC Championship. And that's all just projecting. That's all going to be conversation from the front office, from the team itself, from even some of us, that if we just had our main guy at the helm that's been here forever and understands this team and this offense, we would have went as far as our imaginations would have taken us. There are so many different things that would come up from that, and I don't want that to happen. If they do overachieve this year and make a playoff run and a deep one, I want it to be with four at quarterback, because then every decision that they've made up to this point is justified. I don't want to sit here talking about how and why Joe Milton should be the next Cowboys quarterback. Or you say, should we draft one next year? Blah, blah, blah. I don't want that to be the conversation, because the numbers and the future looks really scary if you have to have that conversation.
The 4-6-9 nightmare scenario, and I will tell you, I fundamentally disagree with the last part of it, but I appreciate all of the opinions. Tyler Guyton does great, but the poor play of Dak and the Cowboys has them finish with a worse record than the Giants. Now, that would theoretically be the end of the sentence. They did tag on, the Cowboys fans finally see what the rest of us know. Dak is an elite backup, but not a starter. So I disagree with that last part 100%. Dak Prescott is a starting quarterback in this league. And I don't mean
he finished
second
MVP voting.
I've heard.
A couple years ago.
But I mean he is an acceptable starting quarterback in this league. I'm not just saying he starts, but like, he is an acceptable starting quarterback in this league, and I feel like most people are on that same page. But the other problem with that I run into continually is, there's nothing you can do about it right now. Like, if you think Dak is the reason for all the problems of this franchise, which I do not, there's nothing you can do about it this year. There's nothing you can do about it next year. Then after that, I can try to have the conversation with how you get out of it. But there's nothing you can do for the next couple of years.
Yeah, and a lot of times, Kevin, we do get kind of caught up in the idea of there are 32 starting quarterbacks in the NFL. Dak's a backup. Actually, there are, 8 to 10 legitimate, really good starters in the NFL, then there are a bunch of other guys that are in the NFL and they're quarterbacks in the NFL because they need to fulfill. And then there are about, six that shouldn't be in the NFL. Yeah.
But you're waiting until a better opportunity. And
Dak's kind of, he was in that top 10 area for a while.
Sure.
The last couple of years have been a little weird. Or last year was a little weird, obviously, because he finished second in MVP voting 2 years ago.
I am aware.
But there was a time when people were like, man, is he that next iteration of what a great Cowboys quarterback is? But again, a lot of times we're just like, oh, they're this. There's only a handful of really good ones.
Yeah.
And if you have one of them, you better take advantage of that moment while you have them and have a good team around them.
As you could probably guess, a lot of people's nightmare season scenarios revolve around injury from the 3-2-5. Michael Parsons has a career-ending injury from the 2-1-4 serious CeeDee Lamb injury. And both of those would be concerning because, first of all, the people and the player they are. But also, you just got CeeDee Lamb under contract. I assume if Mike is going to play, it will be because he is under contract. And from the 8-1-7, Brandon Aubrey misses the rest of the season. Brandon Aubrey is ridiculously fun to watch, so I would be sad if he missed a big chunk of the season.
I did a little, when you sent this over yesterday, Kevin, I was like, man, I'm putting some thought into this one.
I appreciate
for
that.
The first time.
Do you do that with all the segments or just this
one? Let me finish this comment first before I don't answer that. But I was thinking, I was like, okay, something a little different. And so I went and looked and I said, the Cowboys can't start 0-3.
Okay.
Because they've done that 4 times, I believe, in their history.
Ooh. Wow, that's not a lot.
6 times, maybe.
Oh.
Never made the playoffs in those years.
Ooh, okay.
Missed the playoffs in every one of them. However, they've 7 times started off 0-2. And 1 time.
Hold on.
They made the playoffs.
Wasn't that the Emmett year? The Emmett holdout year?
1 time. they went to the second round of the playoffs. One time, Kevin, they won the Super Bowl.
That was the Emmy
year. So they can start off 0-2.
Okay.
If as long as their team is elite and great.
If Micah is out the first two games,
it doesn't have and then to be he'll that. Come back. No, they can just start off 0-2 and then
go. June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's T Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's T Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972 Go Men's T or mensteclinic.com.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
On a run, okay. But they can't start off 0-3. And Kevin, 0-4? What are we talking about at this point?
Okay.
So they need to at least start off 2-1 or 1-2.
What I'm honestly surprised that no one brought this up was Pickens blows up on the team and or his teammates. At least in that scenario, you're only...
Aren't we kind of expecting that?
Are you?
At some point.
So I say over-under, blow up. Against the team or his teammates at 0.5, you're like, you're obviously taking the over.
Yeah, and you trying to figure out when is probably the one, like okay. What week,
yeah,
you know, before or after, which week is it? That's where I'm probably going to dive in. Obviously, he's in a honeymoon period right now.
Sure.
And he has a lot to prove to a lot of other teams in the NFL that want to sign him to a big contract. Cowboys would be smart to say, this is your year. Let's get the best out of you for a reasonable price and... good luck doing whatever you want to do with some other team instead of paying him that money.
Right.
But I just feel like that at some point something is going to go haywire and he's going to be upset.
We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, it's time for the Combo Platter Missing a Toy Edition. Give us a sports opinion. And then what was the toy you always wanted as a kid but never got? Plus some Mavs, plus our Brian Adams ticket giveaway pack segment next on The Fan.
Swing here and a high fly ball deep out into left field. Wood going back on this to the track at the wall. He leaps and it's gone. Jake Berger with his ninth home run of the year. He gives Texas a little more in the way of a margin. It's 4-2.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. That would be the final score as well. The Rangers win 4-2, take 2-3, win the series against the Nationals. They are off today, but we'll be back in action on the road tomorrow against the Minnesota Twins. And then Thursday, we will have a short show because of Rangers Twins.
Or thanks to Rangers Twins.
We'll see.
Oh, wow. I hope they win.
It could be rain and stuff.
But I will say, Kevin, I looked at the weather. It's about 27%. It's cloudy up in Minnesota on Thursday. 52% the day before.
Should have gone back to the Metrodome.
Yeah. Put a dome on that sucker. It's freaking Minnesota, y'all.
All right. We had this lined up for Friday, but we had too much content. Just couldn't get to it.
It's too much.
The Combo Platter Missing Toy Edition. Give us a sports opinion. And then, what was the toy you always wanted as a kid, but never got?
I feel like I'm going to get mine for Father's Day this year.
Oh?
I think so. Because I've made so many comments about it lately. And not that I want one, but I just feel like I've made so many comments that it's one of those that they're like jotting down as the dad really wants this kind of thing. And I don't think it's that expensive. So now.
Hold on. I'm going to pause that for just 1 second. I'm going to read a text that I have lots of questions from the 214. Y'all do the same crap every year, overrating the Cowboys. You'll fall into the same trap. They're going to be the same old Cowboys that don't ever win and can't get to the second round of the playoffs. All right.
They didn't listen to the segment.
I have lots of questions. Question one, how is the segment describe the nightmare scenario of the Cowboys in 2025 getting caught up in the hype? How is the scenario of me saying I would love it if they made it to the NFC Championship game, because that never happens, falling into the trap of the hype? What the hell are you talking about? Listen better! Back to you, Corey.
Sports opinion. I don't think that this is going to be a successful year for the Stars next year. I think this is the beginning of the end for a group. Unless they make some other moves on the roster. And this being said, you just proved that you let the players dictate who runs the team.
Ooh.
Any coach you bring in now, he's only there for strategy. And honestly, doesn't even have to like manage or do anything else other than give strategy. And they don't have to care. They don't even have to listen. Because you just proved that it doesn't matter. As long as we say we don't like the guy, he's out. If he tries to make me work harder and I don't like it, he's out of here. If all these things, you understand what I'm saying? Like, I think this is the beginning of the end for the Stars group. I don't like it, Kevin. Unless they find
it's
got to be somebody special that walks in and commands the room immediately. And demands a lot out of them, and those guys have to be willing to do it. Otherwise, you know what, guys? We fell a little short, and let's blame it on the coach, and let's get him fired. That's not something that I'm looking forward to.
Wow.
Max said it this morning. I think it was Bobby that asked the question. We've seen a lot of times where a locker room isn't happy with their coach. Is it because he was tough on them and they were just being babies about it?
Okay.
Or is it because there's a legit thing there? And Mac was like, I think they're being babies. And
okay.
I want a team that I hope that they bring somebody in that just he puts the hammer down and they all say, let's roll. That's the best case scenario. That they needed somebody like who they're gonna get to take them to the next place. That's the best case. I just don't think it's gonna happen.
What is the toy that you never got that you might get for Father's Day? Hey, can I ask you a quick side question? If the loved ones in your life don't know what to get you for Father's Day or your birthday or whatever, is that just because they don't care about you as much as you care about them because you don't need lists for them? You know exactly what they want already. Hypothetically.
Or because you don't open up enough to them and let them know the real you.
All right. Well, I'll pass on that and they can just ask what I want.
Yeah, just make a list, dude.
Okay.
It's the Snoopy snow cone machine.
Yes.
My friend Ryan had one growing up and it made the tiniest little, you know, those little paper ketchup things.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. So I got one of the, I'm sorry, I got one of these for Jess for her birthday a couple of years ago. The amount of work that you have to put in for the product that comes out, probably not the same. But when you do it with nostalgia in the mind, it's great. You put the ice in there, use Snoopy in the rooftop to smash it down, and then you run the little tumbler and it turns into the snow cone mechanism. And then you take your gamble with the Snoopy liquid.
And I never got it. And my friend had one and it was the tastiest little tiny snow cone I'd ever had. And I just liked the idea of being able to crush ice in something and then add flavor to it. Now, for Father's Day one year, did my family get me an actual snow cone maker? Yeah, they did. I have a clue where it is right now?
Yeah.
No, I don't have a clue where it went.
Because that's not what you wanted.
We moved, and I was like, where did that thing go? What happened to it? And everybody was like, I don't know. I don't even remember tossing it. So there you go. But the Snoopy snow cone maker was something I always wanted. And I even told my mom. I told her that over the weekend, and she, you know what she did? She laughed, and she was like, I know.
Oh, man. That wasn't the most expensive thing in the world.
I think it was like $40 back then.
Oh, that
now
was a
it's
lot.
Like 30.
Is it? It's so
or
weird
10.
That like in now money you'd be like that's $102, but they're like, oh, you can get it for $20
yeah.
right now. From the 214, this might be mine as well. When I was a kid, I wanted the G.I. Joe USS flag aircraft carrier. I begged for that for 2 years. I asked Santa Claus for it each year. The toy is, I never got it. My parents were convinced it was too big for my bedroom, and it all worked out when they bought me the original Nintendo instead. All right, if you got another gift that filled the void, and the Rangers are still going to win this division. Woo! I like it, but that probably eventually is going to be my answer as well. But Alec, I'm going to turn it over to you. Uh-huh. Give us a sports opinion, and then what is the toy that you always wanted that never got it?
Sports opinion. Corey, we're sticking with stars. I think the DeBoer dismissal was just the first of at least one other domino that's going to fall within the organization. I'm talking about like big domino. I think Jim Nill is safe.
Tom McGlardy's selling the team?
Yeah.
Whoa.
What are we, is that going to be our next AAC protest, is sell the team? I think that a key player will be removed from the team.
A key player, a veteran player who is at the end of his career?
Looking at you, Matt Duchesne.
Oh.
Or both.
Yeah, the douche.
It's not his nickname.
Oh, someone used to call him that here. I got to fill the void. I do think that it could be one of three or four different players. Maybe all of them. Mm-hmm. Who knows? I think it could be Jason Robertson. I think it could be any of these older veterans that you've been talking about. But I do think a fan favorite will be on their way out to try to make space or as part of a deal to acquire another player that's going to fit a new regime's mold.
I will say this too, regarding what I was talking about. Otter better be prepared to take on an elevated role of leadership amongst the room too.
Which of course leads to elevated criticism or praise.
It absolutely does. And when I talk about the role of that, he's talking about it too. A couple of guys that are leaders in this locker room already could be gone. That's his part of his prediction there. And Otter's not one of them. So now that the coach, because the coach offended the player and multiple other players, this wasn't just one.
Yeah.
The coach offended that player, though. He better be prepared to take on that next level of, you know what, guys, ride with me.
That is an interesting line of thought, though, about Ottinger, is that if all these guys were willing to go to bat for you and that was one of the key things that pushed out the head coach, you do have to be ready to be that guy now.
Yeah.
You know, even if that wasn't his intention, if everybody just went to bat for him, he's like, oh, wow, I didn't know I would get this kind of support. Even if he had no idea, he's got to be ready to be that guy now because everybody loves him that much.
Yeah.
That's an interesting thing. Yeah. The childhood toy that I never got. It's one of those, Corey, that a lot of my friends around me did have and I did get to experiment with. And I was like, this is the coolest thing ever. Can I please dial the number as seen on TV?
A telephone?
And get it? Yes. No.
How did he get the telephone if he had to call?
Good point.
That is a great point. It was the moon sand.
Oh, moon sand.
I forgot about moon sand. Yes.
Moon sand was the coolest thing to me because we live in DFW. There's not a ton of beaches around here. And even if there were, I probably wasn't going to go out of my way to go to them as a kid.
Is moon sand, is that the same as kinetic sand?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, same
kinetic
thing.
Sand is not allowed in my house.
Oh.
It's made its way into the house multiple times, but kinetic sand and putty are not allowed in my house because they've left it out too many times.
Yeah.
Even if the putty is silly?
It wasn't silly whenever I was trying to pull it out of the carpet.
Oh, I could see that. Yeah.
Or actually, I found a thing of putty in the back of the car, in the carpet of the back of the car.
No.
You think that was a fun day? And I had to return that one for a lease? That was not fun. So that is, I've said no kinetic sand just because it gets everywhere. But then it does magically just kind of come back together. But no sand, no kinetic sand, no putty allowed in my house, and the kids know.
I can see where it's troublesome. I definitely can. I can see why my parents were like, no.
But you wanted to build castles.
That's what I wanted to do.
Yeah.
Because we don't have beaches, so I wanted to experience that, and it's a lot more malleable, and it sticks together better than regular sand. So I'm like, it seems less problematic than regular sand. You could go to Home Depot and get me a bucket of sand. What am I going to do with that? That's going to be even more messy.
Tyler malleable.
Okay.
That's where I was going with that. Yeah.
Gumby.
From the 817, Rangers pitching will still carry them to the World Series.
Let's go.
God, I hope so.
I know. Let's go to the World Series.
Yes.
I'm down with that.
And the toy was the original Mighty Morphin Power Rangers Megazord. I had the Dragon Zord, but never the OG Megazord. This one
is. Are you saying Sword?
But
Mega Sword?
But the way they call it, I think it was with a Z, the Megazord. To like probably get around copyright issues or such.
I see. I got what you're saying here. Okay, I see it.
From the 214, there's a lot to unpack in this one, and I love it.
Is there a lot of trauma involved?
You tell me.
All right.
I'm a lifelong Cowboys fan here, and the Cowboys need to lose out this season and every season going forward until the Jones family realize that they need to hire a general manager. And the toy I always wanted was the helicopter from the series Airwolf. Not the toy, though, the actual helicopter. Obviously, I never got my wish. I'd be willing to cut your parents some slack on that. Like moon sand? That feels like we could have done that. The actual helicopter? I could see how financial constraints would get in the way of that.
Helicopters are awesome, though.
I've never been in a helicopter.
I'm actually afraid of them, but I think they're awesome.
Oh.
Because we got in the Marine One helicopter on the ground.
Exactly.
From the 214, Rangers will surpass the 2023 run. And
they'll win double World Series?
Crossfire. You get caught up in the crossfire. Look, man, that commercial was unrealistic and it sold every one of us. We thought our friends were going to get launched into space based on the fact that we defeated them in a game of shooting a marble across the board.
See, and I know they've made.
And basically the marble just shot off the board most of the time and you're like, son of a gun, where'd it go?
I know they've made improvements, but I thought about that the first time I saw the jetpack commercial. I was like, there's no way that works the way I want it to, where I'm just like flying all around, flying everywhere.
I do want to try a jetpack.
Okay.
Like, where is the closest place in DFW to do a jetpack? And how do we do it? Is it the water jetpack? Because I would like to do this, and maybe we could do it as a video for the fan.
Okay. Look, I'm interested to see how that goes now.
Corey Jetpacks America.
I feel like we'll start with the Metroplex, and then we'll see how it goes.
Corey Jetpacks Dallas. How about that?
Okay. I feel like we can come up with a better
Corey
title.
Jetpacks Fort Worth.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
All right, so my sports opinion, I'm going to stick with Oklahoma City Thunder in 5. In the NBA Finals, you've seen it in 2 games. They're clearly the better team than Indiana, but
they let one get
crap their pants, as
it's like
Mike
the Stars
likes to say.
It's like the Stars in Edmonton in game 1.
Yeah.
They came back, and then all of a sudden, the better team took control of the series.
Yeah, I'm with you on that. Now, I saw there's a lot of options. I've seen some people send in the Easy Bake Oven I was lucky enough to have. A Teddy Ruxpin. So, of course, as I told you, I was going to. I agree with the person who said the G.I. Joe USS flag. That thing was freaking enormous. For the parents who were concerned that they couldn't fit it in that kid's bedroom, they're probably right, because that thing looked amazing. And I thought I could have all the G.I. Joe people and I could like just live out the cartoons all on my own and it would be freaking amazing.
Is this the
huge
ship?
Battleship.
Okay,
yeah.
I was like, a flag on your wall? Like, that'll fit.
And how incredible were toy makers to think, hey, let's give them this big, maybe unachievable toy that will make them need to buy more toys. Because you can't just have Snake Eyes alone on the deck of the flag. You need a lot more people.
Barbie Dreamhouse? Barbie Dreamhouse has to have multiple Barbies.
Exactly. Yeah.
And you can't just get the Dreamhouse that has
Jem and all her friends to really make it truly outrageous.
If you're just running around with a dream house.
Yeah.
You're basically using your fingers as the toys.
And that's, I mean, good for your imagination, but that's not fun. You needed, and for G.I. Joe, you needed Shipwreck, Duke, Flint. All right. So like you needed to load that thing up. Maybe that's why my mom didn't get.
This podcast is powered by Men's Tea Clinic. June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's Tea Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's Tea Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972 Go Men's Tea or menstclinic.com.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
It for me.
Probably.
Because she's like, yeah, because then you're going to want like 80 G.I. Joe figures to go with it.
My kids were marketing stools. I don't know exactly what to call it. They
probably not that.
They were subject to marketing all the time.
Okay.
So much so that both of them told us at some point in their lives, I can't wait to be 10 and up. because every one of those ads said 10 and up. And they would be like, I can't wait to be 10 and up.
Look, there's a King of the Hill Christmas episode where Bobby wants to watch Dennis Rodman on SmackDown. And they go, you just know that guy's taking a folding chair to the head. And then Hank goes, ooh, sorry, Bobby. It's TV 14. Last I checked, you're only 13. And so it's the same thing. Like, you're only 6 and you can't get that toy until it's ages 7 and up.
Carter called it TV Ma. And I was like, what is TV Ma? And he was like, TV MA. And I was like, that's great. I appreciate that, buddy.
All right.
Creative thinker.
Yeah. And for going all the way back to the Father's Day thing, it's because you might have too much stuff. I really don't have a lot of stuff, but then the stuff I want, I just buy, you know, like the lower price stuff. Mm-hmm. I don't actually buy all the stuff I want, or I don't think Jess would want to stay married.
Dude, I understand what you're saying there, but can't you like suggest something and not buy it?
Okay.
And just wait for it.
Quick side question for you guys. And I know this is part of a personality flaw I have. I have many, many flaws.
Or just add it to your cart on Amazon.
That's what Jess does.
Just be like, go look at my cart.
We bought her I got a job present. And she goes, I got a bunch of stuff in the cart. And I was like, okay, so this is just all planned out.
I got
a
bunch of stuff too.
Is there any part of you, and I'm hoping there's people out there that understand this and they see me, that it takes away from a little tiny bit of your enjoyment if you have to tell the person what it is that you want them to buy you, as opposed to if they just knew what you wanted and you didn't have to say anything?
Is it okay that I really don't want anything? That's sure. How I am most of the time. Because I'm just like, I don't know. Like, I'm okay not having something. Although I do want to be celebrated. Can I just be celebrated all day?
Yeah.
You don't have to get me a tie.
Does celebrating you all day mean go away?
No, I like being around my family. I do. I really enjoy it.
In general.
I don't like having to parent that day, but I like being around them. Because parenting means, like, okay, you know what? There are parts of parenting that are awesome.
Sure.
There are parts of parenting that is like, this is the coolest thing. Being you got a little pal, you know, you're just... Hey, come on. And they're with you, you know, they don't know. They don't know any better. You could be walking them into something terrible. And they're
My gosh, that's your favorite part of parenting?
No, I'm just saying.
Oh, okay.
But that part of like being able to have a relationship like that is the coolest part. Alec, with his relationship with his dad is something that I think everybody's out there going, man, I wish. And that's the coolest part. But then also having to parent, like the parenting, like to say, hey, don't do that. Hey, what you just said is not appropriate. Those things I don't want to have to do on that day while you're celebrating me.
So you want them to be around, but no response.
No problems.
Okay.
No problems. I just want all positives.
Okay. I like that. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. And Alec, if you can give me cut number 15, we're going to move over and talk about the Mavericks.
The same goes back to Flag. Flag on the attack.
So I have two wildly different trade ideas for the Mavericks. And the good news is neither one of them involve trading the number one pick. Are you ready?
All right. I actually am down for this because, hold on, I feel like you're going to trade players I like.
Yeah, probably.
Kevin, I don't know if you know this or not, but I like to just add to my team that's fully stocked with people that just give us good players. Kind of like the Lakers just did. They just were given Luka.
Okay. All right.
And everybody knows it.
You know what? I'm going to try this then.
All right. All right. Let's go with it.
The Dallas Mavericks trade for Kevin Durant.
What do we give up?
We'll get back to that. I don't want to tell you because then you're going
to veto. Yeah, he's a great addition.
The trade.
Can you imagine him and Clay coming off the bench together?
Okay, Kevin Durant is not going to come off the bench. But here's what I've got for you. So you're starting five. This is how I decide it's going to work.
All right.
Kyrie Irving.
All right.
Cooper Flagg.
Okay.
Kevin Durant.
Yeah.
Anthony Davis.
Okay.
And Derek Lively.
That's a big bunch.
That's your starting five. You have the best starting five in the NBA.
That's a long bunch.
Yes.
And can Kevin Durant play defense still?
Eh,
So now you have two guys on the court that aren't good at defense.
Yeah.
Kyrie tries hard.
Yeah.
He will try hard, but sometimes he just gets beat. But you have the length to make up for it.
Now, don't listen to this next part, Corey.
All right. Because we, in my mind, they said, we need to unload Kevin Durant. Would you please take him? And we said, sure, but you're going to have to pay us extra money to do it.
This is a three-team deal. You're going to send Daniel Gafford and Max Christie to Phoenix. And then to Detroit.
What?
You're going to send Klay Thompson, PJ Washington, and Jaden Hardy.
You just got rid of a whole team.
That's why I wanted you to focus on the starting five that I have for you. Think about how good that starting five is
going
to be.
What happens when one gets hurt?
Hey!
Which inevitably is going to happen.
That's a fair point. So you might not want this deal.
Sorry, Alec. I feel like he sent directed that to you and I overreacted in your stead.
Yeah. All right. So you don't want that deal. Fine.
You asked Alex. So I'm going to let him
in. Do you want that deal? I'm going to gut our team for pretty much just a dope starting five that still probably might get hurt.
I mean, what happened when they tried that in Phoenix? What happened when they tried that in Brooklyn a couple years ago? You saw that the end of their bench was the local plumber and whatever, you know, local park hooper they could find. It didn't work. I need depth.
All right. I'm going to go back to the drawing board. I'm going to get you the depth that you require. But it is going to have you trade Anthony Davis. All right. You're trading Anthony Davis. Here's what you're getting back. Miles Bridges, Yusuf Nurkic, and then first round picks in 2027, 29, and 31.
Oh. Nurkic is a pretty good defensive player.
And look.
Pretty good.
Miles Bridges has baggage that comes along with him. And Nurkic, I believe, has an expiring contract.
Tradable.
Yeah. And Miles Bridges is a solid two-way player.
And can he handle the ball for you?
No? Okay. I wouldn't recommend it.
But you're getting picks.
You are?
Which you didn't get for in the Anthony Davis trade. So you're getting something back for it.
True.
I would consider this.
Okay.
Out of all the trade scenarios you've offered up, Kevin.
All two of them.
Well, don't forget the one about the Spurs giving us Wimby or something like that.
None of that is accurate.
Yeah, I can't remember what it was. But I like this one the most.
Okay.
Now, I can't guarantee that those picks are going to be good because
the
Knicks could be pretty good. Then again, Jimmy Dolan runs that team. We know how that goes. He just hated Thibodeau the whole time.
Your trade is with the Hornets.
Oh, with the Hornets.
Thinking about the other Bridges.
Yeah, I was thinking of the other ones.
Mikal Bridges.
We're going to be fine. Yeah, we might get the number one overall pick again.
Okay.
They stink.
So now your starting lineup might be something more like Kyrie, PJ, or Klay, depending on which direction you want to go, then Miles Bridges, unless you want him to come off the bench and put PJ there. And Cooper Flagg and Derek Lively. But in that scenario, you still have PJ or Klay off the bench. You still have Hardy. You still have Gafford. You still have all the other players that I had talked about earlier that you would have to deal out in the other deal. Plus, you'd come away with three first-round picks.
And Anthony Davis essentially goes back to New Orleans. Like a place where
that
he's
is kind
like,
of funny.
Are you kidding me right now? Look at this.
I mean, it's Charlotte, but I understand the point that you're going with nonetheless. All right. Do either one of these trades appeal to you?
Yes. That one does.
Okay.
That one does because, again, those draft picks are going to be pretty high. And that the idea, right, is to try to win right now and also be able to have that 20-year window open so you can just hand it over to Cooper Flagg.
That's what you'd be doing with the second trade. With the first trade, you'd be like, no, he wasn't joking. Win right now is in we need to win this season.
Yeah, second trade
else.
Gives you that 20-year window it's imaginary. Like, it's a really imaginary 20-year window. Yeah. But that does give you the best opportunity for something like that because of the picks.
And on the Cooper Flagg front, the Dallas Mavericks are going to bring him in for a visit on June 17th, a little bit more than a week, I believe. before the NBA draft. So get ready. We all know what's going to happen. The kid from Duke, even though we're still not supposed to call him Cooper Flagg, I guess.
We can.
Oh, okay.
We can say whatever
okay,
we
gotcha,
want.
Gotcha. And then one more basketball note for you. Did you see that Paige Bueckers missed her fourth straight game? I believe she cleared concussion protocol, but then she had another illness. So she missed another game. The Wings have really struggled this season, but it's been unfortunate to see like one of the people that you're waiting for still is not back.
Oh, yeah.
Now, let's go to the Stanley Cup Final. We didn't get a chance to talk about this earlier. Give me cut number 11. It's Florida. It's Edmonton. It looks like Florida's going to win. It looks like the series is going to be 1-1. But with less than 20 seconds left, this happened.
Puck set to the corner for Perry. Back out to McDavid. Now Walman. Walman shoots. Puck is loose. Score! Score! Corey Perry!
Now, I want to point out that Corey's cheering for the Oilers. He fist-pumped their game-tying goal with 18 seconds left. And at that point, I don't know if you guys, again, we talked about Friday night sports can be more difficult. Were you guys locked in on Stanley Cup Final at all, or did the fact that the game eventually went to double overtime make it more difficult for you?
The double over, like, both of these games have been pretty interesting with overtime scenarios. And dude, you have such good talent on both of these teams. This is what's really fun about it. You're sitting there going, oh, man, I kind of like this Marchand guy. He puts his nose in there and gets after it, and he's really – and then you're like, oh, yeah, Connor McDavid does what Connor McDavid does. Dude, some of the plays he makes
– are unbelievable.
He jukes people out to the point where his teammates are even going, how did you do that?
Yeah.
It's insane. So it was a little bit easier to keep up with, but – for the most part. Then I think later, Kevin, later it got, I was like, all right, I got to go to sleep. I will catch up on this tomorrow. But it was something I had to keep up with.
So we get to the point where now we're beyond just regular overtime. It's double overtime. And I keep thinking, I don't know if you guys agree with this, if the Oilers were to win that game, I think Florida might be done.
Okay.
Just because you would have lost two overtime games. I realize both on the road, but man, that is a heavy toll to say we were right there both games and we ended up losing both games. But,
huge to take one on the road.
Yes.
I mean, just huge in the final.
And it ended up in the second overtime. Marchand did get a breakaway. Let's go to cut number 12, about midway into the second overtime, give or take.
Drysdale, back out for a shot by Ekholm, missed the net.
And as you can usually hear in games like this when you're on the road, just absolute dead silence from the rest of the arena. Except for, man, right off goal side camera, where when they were going at that goal, there was a Florida Panthers fan sitting in the first row. And he jumps up and goes crazy, and everybody around him is just sitting. But that guy is pumped. They win the game 5-4, series tied 1-1, goes back, or I guess goes to Florida tonight. What's the feeling y'all have got on this series? Clearly, like you said, they look like very evenly matched teams.
This is, if this series was played forever, it would balance itself out.
48-48.
Yeah, if it just kept playing it. So 7 is going to be, I think 7 now is the number. 7 minute abs. The way that both of these teams will pick something up at home on the road, and the fact that you've already had the two overtime, now double overtime games in it, like, that's just proof of how, and the scores are what they are because both of these teams can put goals on the net. So I thought it was going to be a really good series to start. I really wanted Florida just to wipe their butts and say, see you later.
Is that the expression?
Off the ice. Just destroy them. Gotcha. Get them off the ice. But it looks like Edmonton wants it just as much this year. And Kevin, it's really going to come down.
No, it doesn't. Both teams want it. I guarantee you the majority, if not all of the Stars locker room, wanted to win the Stanley Cup.
But who wants it more?
Oh, my God.
Is what it's going to come down to. And ultimately, I mean, I think everybody out there knows that. If you agree, text in Kevin. They want it more.
All right. You know what? From now on, see why. I know the Rangers won today. Every time the Rangers lose on Sunday, I would love it if G-Bag's like, do you think that the other team just wanted it more when they interview Chris Young? We talk with Steven. Do you think the other team just wanted it more yesterday? And that's why he lost. And they'll be like, they pay their players too. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, Tom for the C Block, starring Corey Majors.
And
let's give something away!
877-881-1053. Caller number 10.
Currently at the moment now.
Will win a pair of tickets to go see Bryan Adams November 13th at the American Airlines Center. We'll be doing this giveaway all week long.
Do I win in this battle with my wife? Next on The Fan. This podcast is powered by Men's Tea Clinic. June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's Tea Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's Tea Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA or menstclinic.com.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.